Okay. Today my topic is the Golgi root bug quality glow in central Washington state. You can see a lot of name also in this work. Actually, this is a global collaboration among China, California in the United States, and Washington State in the United States. Golgi, typically they have two different species, one called Lycium barbarium, another Lycium chinensis, one called the Wolf Valley, and another called the Chinese Valley. They are in the same family, of course. Golgi berry is food, also medicine. Golgi leaf in majority of in some of China part they use this as a food vegetable. Golgi root bark in Chinese it's called di gu pi. You probably can find them in Chinese. The traditional it's a traditional Chinese medicine called or TCM. It's listed in the Chinese pharmacopoeia. It's from either of these two species. There's a lot of beneficial health benefit depend on how to extract those Golgi root bark and do different formulation. It's listed here. You can find them on the internet. For us, we need we want to bring this to one of our product. So for me, I'm the agronomist, so I try to grow this in our United States because this is a traditional Chinese medicine. A lot of Chinese always they only think okay TCM that's Chinese traditional Chinese medicine. They probably can only grow in China. To me, I'm a Chinese. I moved to United States, so I want to know if the traditional medicine can also grow outside of China, such as the United States or other part of this of the world, like other farms. For this, we can control the quality within the company, and of course, we also want to increase the capacity of the farm production. So. We started this global collaboration three or 4 years ago. Here is a brief introduction of this Amway. Amway is in the supplement industry. We are the only company with the farms ourselves. We have three production farms. One is in Washington State, another farm in Mexico, and one farm in Brazil. We also have this so-called ABS, that's Amway Botanical Research Center, that's in east of China. Okay, I put a video. I don't know if I can show it or not. This video, we have a professional shooter, particularly for this project. So I have 3 minutes.
Traditional Chinese medicine has been documented for over 2,000 years as a way to take care of people's health. People just use it, but they don't know how it's working, why it's working. We had this idea to do research in that area and use modern science to find proofs, evidence. And the preliminary results so far are good, are very, very encouraging.
This is the facility of Amway Botanical Research Center.
The Amway Botanical Research Center is the first in the whole industry. We already grow over 200 types of herbs on this site. When we study Golgi berry, a lot of people are more familiar with the fruit. And the part that we found is interesting is the root. It turns out the root has a lot of positive effect on bone health. When we discovered this, it was a pleasant surprise for many of us. But this is just one example. There are many, many more. So we know how it works, but how do we grow it? We study that in the greenhouse. We mimic the right condition, the sunshine, the temperature, the carbon dioxide. And then we look for geographically where we can grow the best ingredient to use in our finished product. And naturally, we look to those four farms that we already have. Can it be the place to grow this? So far, the results came back to prove that Trout Lake Farm East is a good place for us to continue our research. We partner with our scientists in Trout Lake. Last year, we harvested. It turns out the phytonutrients results from Trout Lake and the goji berry grown here in China, they're very similar, and it's extremely encouraging for us. We're confident we can grow more traditional Asian medicinal herbs in our own farms. Goji berry is just being the first. We will have many, many more.
Okay, the lady, what's that, speaker in this movie is called Chen Jia. She is a vice president of Amway, in charge of China R&D. Okay, this project in Trout Lake Farm, we started summer 2015 in a small town called Ifrit. That's one of our farm. The plant material is two species. One is Lysium barbarium, have two variety. One is from Guangdong, another from Ningxia, so we call this variety name. The other species is Lysium chinensis. This seedling is either germinated in the greenhouse or we bought outside. Then we transplant in the field. You see them also in the movie. So we follow the typical organic management practice. We irrigate twice a week deeply. We fertilize before the transplant and then apply fertilizer once a year. We use mechanically to remove the weed. So the help the goji plants grow very healthy in United States. Fairly fortunately, this is the first 3 years we grow goji in Trout Lake Farm, so there are not many insect pesticides, there are not many diseases, very healthy, even we don't do anything. So at the end of each growing season, me and my partner in Trout Lake Farm, we go there to harvest. We dig them out, then wash off the soil, then cut off the root. Then we have the field manager, he inspects the quality for us. Then we cut off the root, then hire a lot of people to remove the bark as a lab intensive work. Then once we get the root bark, we mill them, we ship to, we take to China, let them do this analysis. Okay. There are two chemicals we measured typically, one called cocoamine A, another called cocoamine B. Cocoamine B is more important than cocoamine A, so we present the result for the cocoamine B. Our China partner, they did a previous research on the chemistry. They find a pattern before I started this project in Trout Lake Farm. You can see this first year result for the two barbarium variety. One is Guangdong, another is Ningxia. They have a high number, 36 to 47. Chinensis, even high number, that's 71, about 71. We also bought a lot of, we find the almost everything in, not everything, a lot of supply from China, and do the same procedure that measures the cocoamine B. We found one material, that's 111 milligram per gram, that's higher than our product. all others is not as high as our farm grow the Golgi root bark. We also measured them for 3 years, but I have only listed the 2 years result. It's very stable. A little bit was an interannual variation, but it's very stable. So the conclusion is very simple. We can grow this Golgi root bark in United States with a high quality. I think that's all my presentation. Any question?
We have time for a few questions.
Yes.
So in order to harvest root, do you annually?
Dig them out.
Yes.
Yeah, so we plant the, in the very high density, then every year we take them out. Meanwhile, every year the plant grow big, so it occupies a different space. So the space is very close every year. High density.
Yeah, I guess the Golgi berry is the perennial, isn't it?
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
So you can dig them any year because it's a destructive harvest. You have to dig them out. For the production, for the real world, they sell this Golgi berry. After they sell Golgi berry for a few years, the yield goes down. Then they dig them, dig the root out, sell the root as a byproduct. Then they plant a new Golgi berry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess if that tree is Golgi berry is perennial. If you just keep harvesting, it's probably more economic. And in order to harvest, root, maybe bioreactive and other tissue culture, and do you have any other solution or?
You mean to propagate them or what? I don't understand your question.
I think if you want to keep harvesting a root, just digging up Golgi berries sounds like not a really economic approach. So if you are really interested a bioactive compound in root, maybe you can develop tissue culture or bioreactor, or there may be some other option.
In United States, labor cost is very high.
Yeah.
We want to use the mechanical harvest them. This is just for experiment, me and my partner dig them out. For the production, we use a machine to dig them out. So we don't want to dig the one plant, another plant. We want to dig a whole area, then replant again. That's much faster than this one. That's you see the first year, the plant is very big, very huge. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are there any different varieties or just the same varieties?
For my study or for the world? For my study?
For this kind of plant.
For this, for my study?
No, for those plants, so you show the
two species.
The concentration very different from different locations.
Mm-hmm.
Are they related to the varieties or related to the location? Yeah, just like this.
Oh, we don't know. Probably we just want to understand the different commercial source. We don't analyze where they come from, what's the same variety or different variety. Sorry about that. We didn't know that. Any question?
Yeah, can you give me similar polyamines in the seeds?
We haven't do this kind of study on the fruit yet. Yeah, for this the typical project, we focus on the root instead of fruit. Yeah, we can do that later. Thank you.
Time for one more.
Hello. That's a phytonutrition mark. You need to know the quality. You need to know one particular thing. That's for the industry. Industry, a lot of they might not related, but we have to focus on one phytonutrition mark. Industry admit this is an indication for the quality.
In gooseberry fruit, the polysaccharide is one of the very important components. Did you compare with some different species?
In this result, we focus on the Golgi root bark instead of fruit. Fruit, we have different project. I'll probably present you result in the next couple years.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Give him a hand. Thank you.
Thank you.